In recent years, both the federal and New York state governments have been studying how best to reintroduce salmon to New York's Salmon River. That might come as a surprise to anyone who's ever fished the river, known for its salmon of eye-popping size. The explanation comes from David Chinatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.
The Salmon River in upstate New York meanders for 18 miles through the countryside, from the Tug Hill Plateau down to Lake Ontario. And nearly every day in the fall, it's lined with anglers who are in on a secret.
This is the best fishing possibly there is in the world.
That was Rhett Myers, who drove 4 hours from Poughkeepsie. And this is Al Ruthig from near Syracuse.
We were up, early October, I guess, and the salmon were running really strong, and the river was just full of them, and you couldn't help but hook a fish.
But what many here don't know is that the salmon they're catching and the salmon that gave the river its name are not the same fish. Lake Ontario was once known as the world's greatest freshwater fishery for Atlantic salmon, and the Salmon River was one of its best spawning streams, says Fran Vertilova of the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation.
Through the colonization period and the settlement of this area, you saw the Salmon River commercial records showing, you know, as many as 3,000 salmon a night being taken out of the river at an average weight of almost 15 pounds.
But the Atlantics were gone by the end of the 19th century, victims of overfishing, pollution, and the mill dams that kept them from getting upstream to spawn. By the 1960s, Lake Ontario was dominated by alewives, a small invasive fish whose population exploded with no larger fish to eat them. Enter the very hungry and prolific Pacific salmon.
Pacific salmon at the time were still readily available from the Northwest. It was a fish that could grow to a very large size quickly.
Cohoes, Chinook, and Steelhead were introduced. They're still stocked today, but they also reproduce in tremendous numbers on their own. With so many large fish now in the lake and river, the fishing industry took off to the tune of almost $30 million a year in the Salmon River alone. And those salmon being pulled out, they're all the non-native Pacific variety. Well, almost all.
All right, you little gems, you gotta make it.
Volunteers are waiting in the middle of a small Salmon River tributary, carrying buckets of tiny fish. They're helping stock the stream with 76,000 Atlantic salmon fingerlings. Each fish has a fin clipped for identification. It's part of a federal research project to find the best way to reintroduce Atlantics to their native habitat. Jim Johnson runs the Tunison Lab of Aquatic Science in Cortland, where the fish were hatched.
Right now, the sole effort in New York is in the Salmon River drainage.
He says having Atlantics in the mix can help the ecosystem resist the next nasty invasive species that shows up. Plus, there's an added benefit because Atlantics start their spawning run earlier than the Pacific varieties.
There's real hope that it would be an economic boost to the upstate New York economy, especially Oswego County, to have thousands of Atlantic salmon returning and providing a fishery during the summer months, which really is not a very viable time right now.
That's already begun to happen because New York itself has been stocking a few Atlantics for the past 15 years. 600 adults were caught last year. And in recent years, the DEC's Vertilova has started to see what hadn't happened here in more than a century.
For 3 years, we have found natural reproduction of Atlantic salmon in the Salmon River.
They didn't find any this year, but Vertilova thinks the eggs may have hatched early because of the warm winter. Still, he hopes to one day see a self-sustaining population of Atlantics.
We're very proud of what we've done with the introduction of other species into the system. We've been very successful. This would be like the crowning jewel on top of it.
The U.S. Geological Service is also studying the possibility of reintroducing small forage fish for the Atlantics to eat, another step in establishing a healthy, sustaining population of what was once known as the king of fish. For WRVO, I'm David Chinatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.